All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Better Than Ever. Shit.
I'm not actually inside a women's prison at the moment.
The horniest just went up to like 11.
Good afternoon. Good
afternoon. I'll say a big fuck you to Nick.
Tyler Yaremchuk must go to Cinco de Mayo.
Ty, why won't you kiss me?
Better late than never with bag milk.
Better late than never with bag milk.
To better late than never.
Better late than never.
Better late than never.
Fight me if you don't agree.
Long live Arby's. Long live Arby's and long live bonus episodes of Better Late Than Never. I'm back. Did you listen to the first episode yet? Are you going to crush both at the same time? Who knows? Who knows? Of course, I got to start off by saying thank you to the audiodepartment.ca. Go book some studio time if you are, as I've decided I am, an artist. Go record something. Speak into a microphone. It could be a poem. It could be anything. The audiodepartment.ca. You can book some studio time right there. All right, so we've got the voicemail episode coming here.
I'm very excited. I'm looking at this list. You've got about 45 voicemails. Satan can't count. It's a little early in the morning. Haven't had a coffee yet.
It's going to be a good time. I've got a lot of voicemails here. And here's the thing that I did today. So again, you know I love complaining about my voicemail / sound bar software. So today, as I was downloading and exporting all of these messages, all of your names got wiped out. So the good news, as far as I can tell, is that everything is in chronological order. Unlike last week when I had my guy McMullet talking about games after games that were before games, it was annoying. So at least today, these are in the correct order. And I appreciate that. So we're going to work through it together. A lot of you at this point, I can recognize your voices. If you are new, which there's a bunch of you, I'm excited to hear from you. Ready? Of course. Should we get to it? Of course we should. But then again, I'm sitting here thinking about there's no Oilers game tonight against the Law Kings. It's a big game, isn't it? And I pop over to Bet99, of course, number one online gaming experience in Canada. Built by Canadians for Canadians. I'm 19 plus. I can play responsibly. I don't live in Ontario. I do love a same game parlay. And I'm looking because last night when I recorded, these weren't up yet. So the Oilers are currently the favorites on the money line at minus 150 over the Kings. But if we go up to the puck line, that's plus 160. Your boy Bag Milk might bet on a little 4-2 win here. A little puck line action? Come on. And then there was another one that I liked over here. Oh yeah, Connor McDavid to score. Adrian Kempe to score. As a same game parlay, that is plus 575. Like, Adrian Kempe always seems to score against the Oilers. So almost the trickier part is if Connor's going to score instead of racking up assists. That looks good to me, again, because I'm 19 plus. I can play responsibly, and I do not live in Ontario. Bet99 is a proud sponsor of or is proud to have partnerships with Georges St. Pierre, Olivier Aubin Mercier, SCF Montreal, Georges Laroque, and F1 Montreal. The Grand Prix is coming up. I wonder if I'll ever go to an F1 event. I talked to Gregor one time about going to an F1 event. He said it was not great unless you have a paddock pass because the cars just whip by and it's 1,000. Like, it's very, very loud. Anyway, time for the voicemails. Are you excited? I'm excited. Where's my button? Here's my button. Let's get to the voicemail. Snow Valley Aerial Park in the Rainbow Valley Campground, it is time for the voicemail. Opening May 31st, family fun all summer long. Attractions include the Aerial Tower, White Mud Creek Mining Company, Target Golf, and the all-new Mini Golf. That is the Aerial Park. For the Rainbow Valley Campground, it is the only campground in the city with 60 sites and 3 comfort camping domes right here. Visit rainbow-valley.com to book a spot. Online bookings coming very, very soon. I love camping. Do you guys like camping?
I love camping. There's just something about sitting naked under the stars that just makes it feel really, really nice.
Why are you naked when you're camping? Nobody wants to see your ding-dong, Satan.
Shut up, Big Dave. Satan loves to get air on his tackle. Satan loves to see the stars. Satan loves everything about it. Satan loves camping. Satan loves hot dogs. Satan loves cooking on the fire. Satan loves living in fire.
That sounds scary, Satan. I don't know if I want to go camping with you.
I don't want to go camping with you either, Big Dave. Satan can't make it. I don't want any part of it.
All right, I'm getting distracted. It's the Snow Valley Aerial Park Rainbow Valley Campground voicemail. Let's kick it off with a quick one. Donkey Volley, is this you? We'll see.
Definitely feels like that Rick goes to the pint every time before he records a podcast. You know, you'd think that the Oilers are the NHL's equivalent of Manchester City with the way that he talks about them.
Did I miss context? Rick probably does go to the pint before he records podcasts. He works there. That's where he works. That's where his place of business is. Yeah. I don't know. That was Ari. I thought it was going to be Donkey Volley, but it was not. Again, that's part of the fun. It's like, you know, life is like a box of chocolates here in the voicemail this week because I don't know who's who. Let's get to it.
Hey, BM.
What's up?
It's 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God, McMullet. 1:30 in the morning. Driving back to Strathmore. By the way, McMullet, did you see the clip where I was pumping your tires a little bit? We put it on socials, and it erupted. People are fascinated by you, dude.
The Oilers just put an ass kick into the Buffalo Sabres. Headed home, getting close. Yeah, you were right. Listening to your podcast, your numbers are pretty close. By the end of this season, it'll be 104 straight road games as long as I can keep this up.
104 straight games at Rogers Place. My guy McMullet jumping on the road.
And 70,000 kilometers that I'll have put on going back and forth.
70,000 kilometers. My new whip, Peyton Manning, the Bronco. He's a, you know, again, as I mentioned last night, it's a working title. It makes me laugh, though. So if the name I give the vehicle makes me laugh, it kind of sticks. Anyway. Peyton Manning only has about 200 kilometers on him right now. Drove that baby off the lot. 70,000 Ks.
A lot of people ask, wonder how I can do it. Sober life. I live a clean and sober life now, and I go to hockey games instead of letting my addiction get the best of me.
Good for you, man.
It's been a wild ride meeting people, and I'm going to keep it up.
Good for you.
Little stat for you.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Palmer's been to 2 home games with me.
Yep.
First, it was a 7-2 over Washington, and Connor Brown scored.
He did.
And tonight, 8-3 over Buffalo, Connor Brown scored again. What a game. What an atmosphere it was in that place. Hope you got your voicemail all straightened out. Things are in order. I guess we'll see on Wednesday.
We'll see. We're in order, I think. McMullet, I guess the lesson here is that you got to bring Chris Palmer to every single game that you go to. That's the only option. We need Connor Brown. Listen, I said this last night. If Connor Brown can somehow get on a Connor Brown-esque heater and get back to the pace of the 20-goal guy that he's been twice in this league, man, what a pickup that would be. Like a free pickup, quote-unquote free. You know what I'm saying.
He ain't free, but he's getting that bonus.
You know what I'm saying. That would be a huge, huge pickup for the Edmonton Oilers. Next voicemail. Let's go.
Hey, BM.
McMullen again. Hello.
Just had to add something on to that last voicemail. Kyle the Embalmer. Yeah, you're right. We don't want to hear about it. But you know what, buddy? I think everybody would agree with me. We'd rather hear about Love is the Blind than listen to Zol the Will of Thousands leaving the shitty fucking ridiculous voicemails
that he
leaves all the time.
That's right.
Zol, get fucked.
We may have inter-voicemail or beef at times with Kyle the Embalmer and his Love is Blind updates, but we can all rally against Zol the Will of Thousands.
Well, fuck that guy. I'm glad everybody's finally picking up on this. That whole bit is in there is just really ridiculous. The only voice changers that need to go on this podcast is me and Big Dave, the little one.
Thanks, Satan. It's nice to be included.
Next voicemail, we're working through the voicemail episode of Better Late Than Never. A little bonus coming at you on a Thursday morning. It's currently 9:50 in the a.m. Snowing outside again. I complained about the weather last night, and of course it snows. It's my fault. I feel like I'm fucking Captain Planet. Every time I complain about the snow, it snows.
All right, BM.
Hello.
If that's your real name.
It is.
Nah, just kidding. I know. Your real name's Steven.
It is, like that.
So, listen here.
Do you guys know Steven the Seagull from TikTok? There's that English dude who's been taking care of a seagull for like 2 or 3 years since the pandemic. Named it Steven. That's the only Steven I care about. Back to you.
And Barry, because Barry is your real name. I just wanted to see if you know, I don't know if I told you or not, but just out of curiosity, if you or people or whoever, I don't give fucks, can guess who's the first nation person, nation star, I don't know, whatever you just call yourself, the nation like staff member who actually reached out to me and I actually got to converse with first?
Let me think about that. Who is the first nation staffer to reach out to Dukes, not Dukes, to have a little chat? Do I need some thinking music? Who would it be? If I was to guess? It wasn't me. That's not my thing. I'm pretty good at replying to people when they message me. Not great at reaching out. So I'm going to guess Waz? Waz makes the most sense to me. Was it Waz?
I bet you wouldn't ever guess it. I love you to death, but like low-key, that person has to be my favorite. By law, I'm required to say they're my favorite.
Bullshit.
But anyway, how good are the fucking Oilers? Play La Bamba, baby. Let's go.
Are you not going to tell me who it was? Fucking cock tease was that? Dukes, not Dukes. And then you downgrade me from your favorite? You're the only person I've had sit in with me through the voicemail? Shots just keep coming around here. The shots just keep coming.
Big Milk, question for you.
Yes.
Would it be appropriate in this voicemail...
Sure.
To speculate on which Oilers Nation staff members will or will not be invited to Yaremchuk's upcoming wedding.
Would it be appropriate? No. Will I allow it? Absolutely. Because I too want to know. Remember, if you listen to the Real Life podcast, fresh episode coming up a little bit later today, you know that I was pushing Tyler. I want some details. I want to know what that cutoff line is. I want to know who gets cut at Nation HQ. Who gets a plus one? Who gets a plus one? Who doesn't get a plus one? There's so many questions I have for you. So is it appropriate? Probably not. Are we going to allow it? Yes.
Because I got some opinions.
Please.
Now, realistically, he's going to invite all of you or he's going to invite none of you. But that's no fun. So I'm going to go through some of the people I know and whether or not I think they'll be invited.
This is going to be so great. I can't wait. I hope that we are all making content about Tyler's wedding as we lead up to it, because there are going to be people, I believe, left off the invite list while others are there. I think it is going to create tension in the office, and I think it's going to be hilarious. Satan loves this kind of darkness.
I will bet you whole real life crew will be invited.
Real life crew? Myself, Jay, Wanye, Chalmers. I think that's a reasonable bet. It's a reasonable bet, I think.
Maybe I could see Chalmers not being invited.
I could see Chalmers being invited or not. I could see Wanye being invited or not. It's just like Wanye is, he's like the wind, right? He's here and he's there and he's everywhere and he's nowhere. Whereas like Jay and I hang out with Tyler quite often in social settings. Actually, I don't. I get uninvited. But for the most part, I like hanging out with Tyler. And I think he likes hanging out with me.
But I think Tyler would want a guy like Chalmers at his wedding.
He is fun.
For the Oilers Nation Radio, I think you are a lock. I think Liam's a lock.
Yep.
I don't think he's going to invite Nation Dan or Rick.
Hmm.
Just my opinion.
I'll be curious about those two. Nation Dan and Rick. Let me think about that. Rick's done a lot for Tyler over the years. Nation Dan, been his co-host forever. Co-worker for a long time. Interesting.
Let's see who else. I think Aaron. Aaron, I think, will be invited. Gavin, I don't think will be, if he still works for you guys.
He does, of course.
I feel like Kennedy's a lock because she helped take the pictures. I don't think he'll invite Brett. I don't know anything about Maddie in marketing, so she's a no.
She's a no for you.
And I think that's it. Frank Saravalli, definite lock.
Oh, you got to invite Cohen, Frank.
Definite lock. Gregor, lock. Actually, you know what? No, Gregor. Gregor's a no.
I hope Tyler wants to, like, we should have almost his wedding invitation sponsored so that we can put them out so that we know the answers to these questions. Of course, no invites have been issued yet. I have yet to hear. Maybe I'm on the no list. You know? Maybe I'm on the no list. Again, we're working through the Snow Valley Aerial Park and the Rainbow Valley Campground voicemail. That's so funny.
Hey, BM. Just chiming in on the guilty pleasure snack talk from Oilers Nation Radio.
Oh, sure, yeah.
My personal guilty pleasure snack is chocolate-covered almonds at night. I can just devour a bag of those.
I don't feel like... Why did you sound like you were underwater, by the way? I don't feel like chocolate-covered almonds is a guilty pleasure snack. Those are just delicious. We're talking about, I think, with the guilty pleasure snacks, the shit that's a little weird. Like, when I eat raw hot dogs, there's some people that just get grossed out by that. I think they're delicious. I'm going to keep doing it because I'm an animal and I don't care. Right? Of course.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord. Must be a long time. Been a long time. Oh, God. Good afternoon.
Good morning to you, sir.
The donkey checking in. Wondering where he was at. Especially when I've got days like today where none of these are labeled, I just look for the short ones and I assume they're donkey volley. That's why I thought Ari was donkey volley earlier. We shall see. Next up from, this looks like from the 23rd, is the 28th today. What do you got to say?
Yo, Big Milk, I want to follow up my last voicemail about your Remchuk's wedding.
Sure.
I think Gregor will be invited. I'm changing my...
So you went from Gregor not being invited to Gregor being invited. Okay.
Mind on that one. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking you won't be. I think Amber won't want you there. Because
that is... Well, actually, go on.
She'll be worried you'll object to the wedding because it's going to kill your bromance with Tyler.
Never.
Also, this is a message to Ari. Ari, man, you got to chill the fuck out about Cody Ceci. You got to chill the fuck out about Adam Henrique. You sound like you have an elastic band tied right around your testicles and starting to get to your head. I know, man, you're trying to date, and sounding like Presto is not a way that's going to attract women. And I am an expert in knowing not how to attract women. So just, you sound like Presto, man. That's not a good look for anyone to sound like that guy.
Oh, man. Presto taking some shrapnel. Ari taking some shrapnel. And no. Amber will not object to me being at the wedding because I love Amber and Amber loves me. At least I think so. I have nothing to no way to confirm that, I suppose. Next up, we got a quick one. Donkey volley, this you?
Service. Dun, 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 etc. Just got to get it going. Relax.
What do you think that guy's deal is? I mean, he's out here among us. He's got a job. He might have kids. Is he reproducing? And then he leaves voicemails on you, and he's just like, da-da-da-da-da-da, et cetera, et cetera. Good morning. And I'd love to know a background on that guy. We need to stick a camera on him for like 48 hours just to see where he goes, you know?
Kind of scares me, that idea. Donkey Volley. He's among us. But where? Could be anywhere. Next voicemail.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Best mate ever has just got engaged to a man. I love it a bit. We shared lots of times. Am I really wrong for thinking what could have been? I'm genuinely happy for it. I love you, Stacey of Lops. But should have had the donkey.
That was 31 seconds, though. I have no idea what he was talking about. I was just sitting here staring at the wave file bouncing up and down, and I go, I have no idea what this guy's saying. What are you talking about, Donkey Volley? It's my favorite. I love that. Next voicemail is 17 seconds long, and I'm going to guess who it is.
Good afternoon. It's about time we hailed our Lord Jesus Christ, Mr. Christopher Knoblosh. Oh, all hail the knob. Those to the left. Yes. Those to the right. Oh, knob.
Please no mention JC on this podcast. Satan gets very uncomfortable when you mention JC. I thought this was going into a different era of new, but then you start talking about Chris Knobloch. I'm fine with the knob, but like, let's calm down on the JC talk, shall we?
My Stacey Blobs is just got engaged to an absolute quim. Quim.
What is a quim?
I love her debates. Yep. She's free to...
What's a quim?
Her seat is anywhere. Good lord. That sounds terrible. Anyway, cast your seeds. Any ladies listen to Berlin Never, cast your seeds. Because that's not misogynistic. Good lord.
So according to Urban Dictionary, he said a word that is a dirty slang term for a lady's front butt, if you know what I'm saying. How dare you drop your English slang on my podcast and make me Google what you're saying? It's not fair. It's not fair. It's wrong. It's wrong.
Hello. Good afternoon. You're listening to Better Late Than Never with Packed Milk. Mm-hmm. A bit nostalgia. I've been rooting through my old phone. Obviously, deleting all the pedophile. What the fuck? That's not even a word. That was a joke. Just all the weird photos I've got of Dukes in his undercrackers and negligee. Ooh.
It is very nice. Very erotic.
Wank. Yeah.
Did you say you have a cheeky wank? Is that what you said? You know what? I'm going to assume that's what you said. I'm going to move on.
Yeah. And I discovered... Episode 5 of Better Late Than Never.
Episode 5 probably sounded awful.
Some absolute quim from England called...
Quim. We just learned what that means. What that means, Donkey Volley. I Googled it. I Googled.
Andrew did a few messages on the bounce. And some young-sounding bagged milk was like, ah, Andrew, thanks. Thanks. I might record that. Which actually was the old, you're listening to Better Late Than Never. Your ears are sexy too. Oh, God. Oh, I remember the old days where everything was funny and everything was great.
It's just, what an adventure that voicemail was. Going back to episode 5, that was the first voicemail from Donkey Volley. I got a bunch of great bumpers for you, sir. I got a whole page of them. You want me to play one? Here, let's do a quick one. How about this one?
You're listening to Better Late Than Never. What you need to do is leave a nice little review, like, and subscribe. Next.
You know, you do what you can. You do what you can. Next voicemail coming in, 30 seconds from Whomst. Could be anybody in the world.
Introducing New Duke's Call, a telephone service for all Edmontonians.
What is that, five in a row?
Waiting for a bit of, oh, yeah, mate. Yes. Press 1 for, oh, yeah. Press 2 for, you can't. Or press 3 to finger his arsehole. I don't really said that. Okay. Everyone's pressing 3. Dukes, don't get any. Do not get any ideas. Dirty boy.
Everybody press 3 to finger his bumhole. Again, those two, if you see the group chat between the three of us, again, I just sit and watch. It's like fucking car crashing there. So good. Next voicemail, is this going to be 6 in a row for Donkey Volley?
1 for the old timers here. Been trawling through the back catalog. Episode 5. Someone called Andrew, he said with a gravelly voice. Away, cat. Anyway, yes. 1 for the old timers. Those of a discerning, better late than never listenership. I'm pleased I said that correctly. I might be drunk. I don't know. You're listening to Better Late Than Never with Bagged Milk. Your ears are sexy.
Yes, they are.
Too.
I don't even know what to do with you. I don't know. I don't know. Ah, what a stupid job I have. Fuck, this is, I get paid to do this shit. It's ridiculous.
Right. It's been over.
All right, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to skip you. That is 7 in a row. You know what? I'll come back to that one. I'll mark that one here. Mark. We'll come back and we'll see you guys. Say, okay.
We've already ascertained.
Good Lord. Another one. So I'm going to mark those two. You're on a rampage. No wonder I had to do a bonus episode of the podcast. You've left 55 voicemails.
I'm calling from the cereal aisle, and you know what this all looks like?
Let's go, Ari.
This looks like sugar. I don't want to buy anything.
Oh, get out of here. Boo! Hang on. Where's... I need this. I'm going to load the gun. I'm going to boo Ari. Yeah, and I'm going to load the gun, and then... Don't question my food choices, Ari. There. Ari's been dealt with. It is tough, but fair. I'm sorry, Ari. Had to do it.
Kyle the Embalmer.
Oh, this fucking
for the record, dude, I like you. I like your voicemail.
Nobody likes you.
I think you're a pretty cool person. However, right now, I think you are the most stupid man on this planet. Soul the Will of Thousands is the most epic boss in all of Destiny. Or at least one of them. I know you haven't played the game. I know you haven't read any of the story. You have no idea what the hell you are talking about. So please, respectfully, shut the fuck up.
Zol now picking fights with Call the Embalmer because he said that Zol, the Will of Thousands, is a shit character in a video game. And I, Satan, would agree with that. I've never played a video game because I'm too busy sunning my bum. You know? You ever seen that? You spread the cheeks, you let the sunlight in. That's what Satan's busy doing. I got no time for video games.
As well, this is the real Zol, the Will of Thousands, the original creator. There is an imposter running around because I haven't made a voicemail in over 3 weeks. Take that as you will.
Now I'm just getting confused. This whole Zol the Will of Thousands thing, sometimes I find that his voice changes a little bit. Sometimes I find that the delivery changes a little bit. Big Dave's getting confused.
Egg milk, it is me, Quads. I want to answer your question of the week last week. But since I don't eat cereal, and the only thing I like to eat in the morning is Rick Talkett's nuts, I thought I'd answer this other question. What are three things that make me hard as fuck? Number one, Quinn Hughes. Number two, Quinn Hughes. Number three, Quinn Hughes. Quads out.
That is an imposter! This is a null! This, no, no, that is slanderous! That is libelous! That is treacherous! I am contacting my lawyers immediately! This is bullshit! There's only one Big Dave, and I'm Big Dave!
Bag Milk.
Yes.
Just wanted to chime in on the Anthony Henday discussion. I think you were talking about it last week, but the drivers on it, how they can be a little slow. Or I feel like they're a little too fast at times. I feel like there's moments where I'm on the Hyundai, I'm driving 105, 100, and there's somebody on my ass. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, come on, it's 100. But it's like, people who drive under 100 on the Anthony Hyundai, what are you doing? Please, stop.
Are they driving to the conditions, Waz? If it's snowy, I mean, I haven't been outside yet today. I do know it's snowing. I haven't been on the roads. Are they driving to the conditions? Because then I feel like it's appropriate to go under 100 sometimes. However, if you're just doing it and we're free and clear and on the road, or there's clear roads, sunny skies, can be frustrating. Laws, I agree.
It's like, I hate slow drivers in general, especially on the Hyundai, because like, don't slow me down. Like, I'm probably going to be going 100, 110. You know, I might get ticketed for admitting that. I don't know. Is that possible?
Going the speed limit? I think you'll be all right, Waz.
Anyways, yeah, but then, of course, there are people who try to go a little too fast, and I'm like, what's the rush? What's the hurry? Relax, buddy. You're not going to miss out on anything. So, yeah, the Anthony Hyundai, it can be, it's a headache at times.
People are rushing because they got tickets to Wide Mouth Mason, Waz. You don't want to miss a show when you got Wide Mouth Mason. You know? You want to go to, Union Hall or something like that to watch Wide Mouth Masons. You got to get a spot upstairs right on the rail. You rush to get there, Waz. Satan encourages speeding, even though the rest of the hosts of Better Late Than Never don't encourage speeding.
I can't even drive yet, but I like the idea of driving real fast.
And then I just have to add one more thing. There are some people who are just genuine assholes on the Anthony Hyundai. I remember this one time. I was driving in from the Duke onto the Hyundai. Mm. I was driving around 100, 105, I can't remember. And this asshole behind me is flashing his lights at me because I'm driving too slow. He's riding my ass.
Which lane were you in? This is an important detail, Waz. If you're in the left lane and you're driving slow and you're holding up the flow of traffic, now, do I flash people in their backlights? No. I'm not an aggressive driver like that. So you'll never get that out of me. But I feel like you left out a detail. Which lane were you in where you're getting flashed like that?
I'm like, dude, what is your issue? Like, I don't get it. Some people just need to have some patience. Just be, you know, decent drivers, human beings. I don't know. I don't get it. I feel like people tend to have a bit of an ego when driving on the Hyundai. I can go on forever. I drive on the Hyundai a lot because my girlfriend lives on the north side. So I have to, yeah. But, I'm sorry. A little bit of a lengthy rant here.
Listen to this guy bragging about speaking to a human woman. Come on, Waz. Oh, I gotta drive on the Anthony Hyundai because I gotta go see a human woman all the time. Congratulations, Waz. Congratulations.
Hey, BM.
What's up?
I forget what episode it was. It was maybe real life for ONR. You guys were talking about boxing. Might have been Mike Tyson specifically.
Probably real life.
I got a recommendation. It's a YouTube channel called BLTV Classics, and they have a Mike Tyson playlist, and they're just short, concise recaps of like his biggest fights.
Yeah.
And they are freaking awesome.
Dude was devastating back in the day. I've mentioned this a bunch of times, so I won't go into it too much, but like, one of my favorite things to do every now and then is go on YouTube and just watch Mike Tyson slip videos. So essentially, somebody throws a punch at him, he slips it, and then fucking caves their face in. It's the best to watch. He is a terrifying man.
I'm just kind of rewatching the series right now. Really good. I think when I'm done, I'm going to probably go through and watch some like documentaries, maybe even some other big fighters. I don't know. I've never been into boxing, but it's just, yeah, it's entertaining. Good content. Definitely recommend.
I'll check that out.
It's called BLTV Classics. Also, bad weekend for the oil.
Terrible.
Suddenly not feeling so confident on second place. It is Tuesday, so we're playing Winnipeg tonight. So Hopefully the boys can rally. Go Oil.
At least you got a big win, sir. At least got a big win. Boxing's cool as shit. I've never been a big boxing guy either, but I remember when I was growing up, like we're talking in the 90s now, that boxing was huge. I remember the Tyson Holyfield fight, the ear biting fight, when that was like everybody was talking about that one for a while. Everybody. And we all watched it. We got the pay-per-view. I remember going to my sister's and getting the pay-per-view. But like to my brother-in-law, I'm like, hey, let's watch that fight. He goes, all right, you're a child, but I will pay for it. And I go, yes, violence. Let's go. Next voicemail.
Hey, BM. Diamond Doug here.
Listen to that voice.
Diamond Doug here.
I'm in a low place after my dismissal from Diamond and Diamond Lawyers.
Lest anybody think this is actually someone from Diamond and Diamond, it is not. This is pure parody. I'm putting that in the universe so I don't get sued.
Can no longer practice my love for dog bites and exclusivity representing jacked men with small hands and small penises. Since then, I've been derided as a cuck, a soy boy, a beta male. So, if anyone out there wants to join me in my men's rights / advocacy group, you can join me at any booth at any of the locations for Cactus Club, Joey's, Earl's. All my favorite restaurants.
And fine establishments.
I'll be in a corner booth in the shadows. You can find me. I'll be super jacked, undersized suit, and really tanned and a fresh coat of Just for Men black. So my eyebrows are dominant. My beard is defined and dominant. Let's go for an Oilers win tonight because it's all I have. And communication.
Ah, shit. When you watch the Oilers game tonight, you see a Diamond and Diamond ad, you're going to laugh now. You're going to. It's become like a visceral reaction for me when I see those ads. Now I just start laughing. Just like, again, Diamond Doug does not actually work. Well, I guess he got fired per the voicemail. But lest anybody think that was actually a representative of that fine legal firm, I assume.
Bag Milk Waz here again. I just had to mention something real quick. So
Waz, if you're going to complain about traffic, when you won't even give me the details of which lane you're driving in, I don't know if I want to hear it.
On the subway, right? And I asked for chicken breast on my sub. Mm-hmm. And they said discontinued. And for the first time ever at a Subway, I was kind of taken back. I'm like,
we've canceled chickens. This is the final boss of our society collapsing. We've canceled chickens.
Oh. What do you mean there's no chicken breast? I was like, I had to ponder, like, what do I get for my Subway meat? So I went with the teriyaki chicken, probably the next closest thing, but like...
I like that you get the real chicken. I'm a big turkey breast guy, but that's just, you know, that's cold cuts. That's deli meat.
Why would you discontinue chicken breast? I'm so... I don't know, man. Like, do I go with the ham? Like, I don't... turkey? Like, I all my life, I've gotten chicken breast on my sub. And now I'm just like, what do I do now? I'm unbelievable.
I feel you, Waz. Having your sub that you've got forever be altered by Subway's decision-making hurts. It's like when they got rid of the Swiss cheese. I was a big Swiss cheese guy. I never eat Swiss cheese unless I was at Subway. But it was one of those ones where on my turkey breast, it just kind of complemented the rest of the sub quite nicely. And I enjoyed it. And then they took it away from me and it hurts. So Waz, I feel you. I'm going to give you a little cuddle today. That's very, very upsetting news, and I'm sorry you're going through that. Working through the voicemails here for Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campground, we've got a handful left, and we're going to get to them. Who's next? Could be anybody.
Fuck you, Andrew Berkshire. How dare you shit on Zach Hyman? And
I mean, I went into this yesterday, but we'll see where Nick's going here.
Credit his 50-goal season because his family grew up rich? Are you fucking kidding me? This isn't Formula One where you can buy your way onto a team if you're rich.
Shout out to Lance Stroll.
Lance Stroll. No one buys their way into the NHL.
Daddy owns the team, so I get to drive for Aston Martin because Daddy owns the team.
Well, the only way you get here is hard work. And if Andrew Berkshire walked a second to Zach Hyman hockey, you'd see he works harder than anyone else on the ice.
It's one of those things where last night I said, like, listen, a lot of people in hockey grew up wealthy. A lot. It is a rich kid sport. But I didn't see any 50-goal seasons from Mike Comrie or Paul Comrie. And if you don't know why they had a privileged upbringing, you can look that up on your own time. You know, so it's just like it really, really is disrespectful to Zach Hyman, even though part of what Andrew said is correct in the sense that, yeah, he grew up, you know, wealthy. That gave him lanes to get into higher levels of hockey and higher levels of training, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That has nothing to do with this 51 goal season he scored right now. At least in my opinion.
Off the top rope, Zach Hyman, OT winner. Love to see it. I heard someone say that this guy was born on third base, or he had a silver spoon in his mouth. Andrew Berkshire, you fucking clown.
Well, that's kind of been the internet for him over the last handful of days. So I don't think that we need to pile in, though we do have a handful of messages left. We'll see what else we get. But yeah, Zach Hyman rules. I will defend him forever. I love him. I love Zachary Martin Hyman more than I ever expected I would. I've got old takes out there where I was questioning giving a guy with 41 point career high a 7-year deal. I own those. Those are out there. I'm not going to delete them. But what I will say is, man, I was happy to be wrong. Man, he's proving everybody wrong. Man, I love Zach Hyman. I love Zach Hyman. I love Zach Hyman.
Bag Milk, I got one last thing to say about drivers.
All right,
real assholes. And
let me back this up. So over the course of days now, Waz has been thinking about these driving takes that he's got. Like, some of them came in a couple of days ago. This one came in yesterday, as far as I can tell. Waz has been thinking about this for a couple of days. He's been marinating on my boy.
They're the ones where you're on a one-way highway going both ways, right?
Wait a minute, a one-way highway? I know what you're meaning. Like, traffic's going both ways. One lane highway, like a one lane going your way, one lane going the other way. I assume that's what we're talking about. Or that is a one way street, Waz. That is not a highway.
You're going maybe 115.
You're speeding now.
And these assholes have the audacity to basically take over you. Like, they're driving behind you and they're just impatient and they go around you. On a one way highway, basically you have oncoming traffic in the other lane. So it's basically they're taking a risk to cut you off. And they're just like, you know, big trucks, move out of the way, brother. You're going too slow. I got to go 140. And it's just like, bro, you're just a dick. Like, I'm sorry. My least favorite drivers, especially on the highway. That's all I got to say about that. Thank you for listening.
You take care of my boy Waz out there, drivers. I worry about him. Here he is. He's getting into all kinds of interesting situations with drivers. Around our city, in and around our city, and on highways. Drive carefully, everybody. Let's all work together. Next voicemail, working through the Snow Valley, Aerial Park, and Rainbow Valley Campground voicemail. Who be you, sir? Or lady?
Hey, BM.
Oh, that's very loud.
I don't have much to contribute this week. So,
you sound awful.
Beat Winnipeg tonight.
I can't. Kyle, I love you, buddy. You know I do. But that one, I don't know what's going on with that one. That one sounds awful. It was going to break my eardrums. I'm curious to know how that sounds when it actually goes out, when I post this onto my, like, you know, when it gets distributed. But man, that hurt my ears.
Look, I'm doing a second take.
God, Kyle, this is. That erupted my eardrums. Let me see if I turn this down.
Look, I'm doing a second
take. No, can't do it. What is that? Your phone never sounds like that. Sorry, buddy. You know I love you, but I'm not going to play this.
So I've been meaning to send a voicemail for the last couple of weeks, but
Dukes either sounds sick or defeated here. Low energy Dukes. New character on the show.
You know, my parents weren't billionaires like Zach Hyman, so... they, you know, going onto this free website and leaving a voicemail for free just wasn't really an option for me last week. Nothing to do with the fact that I was just being a lazy cunt and couldn't be bothered. But anyway, g'day everyone.
Hello, mate.
Hope you're having a good day. And I don't know. How fucking good. 50 goals for Zach Hyman. Play the bummer, baby. Let's fucking go, Oilers. Yee!
Up and down. Ebbs and flows in that voicemail from Ducks Not Dukes. Three more voicemails that we're getting to. You know what? I'll come back up here. Let's play this one from Donkey Valley that I skipped. What does he got to say in this one?
Right. It's been over a year. I need to break down the fourth wall. You know what I said? Your ears are sexy, too.
Yes.
Unless we have listeners who only have one ear or something.
Edgar Allan Poe, listening to this podcast, right? No, not Edgar Allan Poe. Who's the guy who cut off his own fucking ear? That doesn't make sense. Who cut off own ear? Vincent van Gogh. It was a three-name guy. I said Edgar Allan Poe. He wrote that poem. Quote the Raven, nevermore. Vincent van Gogh. By all accounts, he drank too much absinthe and cut his own ear off. So, shout out to Vincent van Gogh.
It was very deliberate.
By the way, Starry Night, one of my favorite paintings of all time. Yeah, it's a classic. Everybody knows Starry Night. I don't care. I fucking love it.
Everyone who listens to this podcast is sexiest. Oh, exactly. Yes. Exactly. Your ears are sexy too. There you go.
Unless you're Vincent van Gogh.
Two ears. You're sexy as fuck because you listen to the podcast and you have two ears. So it was a bit of weird English pretense, which I don't know about. And my voice has gone all gravelly all of a sudden, which leads me into you're listening to that hidden. Oh, sexy.
Can't believe I skipped that one earlier in the podcast.
Hey, Big Muck. This probably won't get into the Thursday episode. It might be next week, but that's okay. Because I want to talk about the Denver Broncos and I want to...
Here you are on Thursday. Welcome.
Talk about your car.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you should name your car Peyton Manning. I think that would be a fantastic name.
I'm leaning towards it because it's hilarious to me. I was looking, who's a great Bronco? Peyton Manning, even though no one thinks of him as a Bronco, probably. Won a Super Bowl, retired. Respect it. It's a great Bronco.
But you were also mentioning, do the Broncos fans and does the NFL think of Peyton Manning as a Bronco? Yes. Is he also a Colt? Yeah, he's one of those guys you think of, even though he played a lot longer in Indy, he's a Bronco. You know what I think it reminds me of a little bit, and it's different? Is Ray Bourque. I think of Ray Bourque as an Av before really? I think of him as a Bruin.
No way. Well, you are a baby though, so I understand that he won the cup as an Avalanche, but he was traded there in that season. That is a wild hot take, Nick.
Even though he only played a small chunk of his career as an Av. And if it's anything, the Denver Broncos have put Peyton Manning into their wall of honor. He basically has his number retired, despite only playing in Denver for 4 years. That should tell you what the team and what the fans think of him. And I think it would be a fantastic name for your car. But
I'm liking it. The more I think of Peyton Manning as a name for my Bronco, the more it makes me laugh. So again, like I said earlier, if it kind of makes me chuckle a little bit, then I'm on to a good thing. Let me see here. Ray Bourque played 94 total games with the Avalanche. So he got traded at the deadline in the 1999-2000 season. So he played 14 games there, 13 in the playoffs. And then the next season, he played 80 games. Finished with 59 points in the regular season. Good for him. Then 21 games in the playoffs, won a Stanley Cup. Still bananas to me. Man, he played longer in Colorado than I actually remembered that he did living in that time. So kudos to you, Nick, but also terrible take, but also I respect it.
You want some other names for your car there, Denver Bronco related? I got you. The Denver Broncos all-time leading player is Jason Elam. Most games played, I should say. Jason. You go Terrell Davis.
Jason, I just know too many Jasons in my personal life. So I can't do that one. Terrell Davis, that one doesn't make me laugh. Again, I'm not a fan of the Denver Broncos. That's why Peyton Manning to me works.
Hall of Famer? 2,000 yards in a season. Vaughn.
I also thought of John Elway. You know, he is the guy that you think of when you think of the Broncos. But, again, not as funny to me.
You can go Vaughn Miller. Demaryius Thomas. You can go Rod Smith. You can go Champ for Champ Bailey.
Champ Bailey was cool.
I don't know. There's a lot of names out there. And anyways, Peyton Manning is a Bronco. Go Broncos.
Peyton Manning is kind of the front runner right now. I was also thinking of calling him, calling my vehicle, that is, Rob Bronkowski. Made me laugh. But I think that's probably, well, there's, I'm going to guess I'm not the first one to come up with that pun, you know? So chances are there's a bunch of Broncos out there named Rob Bronkowski. So that's why I'm leaning towards Peyton Manning right now. Next voicemail.
BM, just listening to, the Wednesday's episode, and I really feel for you about, you know, getting rid of an old car. I personally, I just got a new car, like literally, you know, 2 days before I went to Edmonton. So it's really, really new for me. My old car died. I've had it for about 9 years. It's a, you know, 05 Nissan, like four-wheel drive, 4x4 wagon thing. I used to take it camping. I used to do it everywhere. You know, I moved. I've had that car in 3 different cities that I've lived in, like 4 or 5 different houses that I've lived in. Like, I've had that car the whole way along.
Yeah.
And it's tough for me. Like, I'm going to get rid of it soon, but, like, even that, it's just hard to think about, even though it literally doesn't work, and I'll just be happy for it to be out of my carport. But I definitely know how you're feeling about your car, and, you know, you had it for 15 years, and that's really special. But I know that the most special thing about it is the fact that I personally have been in your car twice for at least, you know, two to five minute trips.
That is true.
So I've spent about, you know, 8 to 9.5 minutes in that car. So I know it's special to you. Play the Bobby Boo, let's go.
That is true. You are, in fact, one of the very last passengers that was in my old car, Dukes. So that is 1,000% true. Dukes saying goodbye to my old whip as well. Of course, Peyton Manning is here to replace him, but only in practice, never in my heart, though maybe in time. Last voicemail for the Snow Valley Aerial Park Rainbow Valley Campground voicemail. Let's get to her.
Hey, BM.
What up?
7:30 on an Oilers game day.
Let's ride.
About an hour and a half into my work day.
My guy McMullet checking in. You going to be in town?
McMullet is going to be in Edmonton early today for the LA game, as I have a interview with CBC.
Amazing.
Kind of wild. It's going to be pretty interesting.
It's amazing, to be honest. So I want to go ahead and take some credit for this interview. I'm going to guess, because I know they follow us on Instagram, that someone over there saw the clip where I was talking about you from last week's show. It erupted, that clip. As far as I know, it's got 60, 70,000 views currently, something like that. I don't know. I got to check in with Waz. Maybe less, 50,000 views, 60,000 views. Doesn't matter. Either way, I'm taking some credit for this interview. You're the star of the interview. There's no doubt about it. Never in my mind, I wouldn't doubt you for a second, but I'm just taking some small piece of credit for it. Thank you.
Hope you got your voicemail all figured out and in order. It's pretty cool to hear that you had so many voicemails that you had to do a second show. I love it. I love it. What I wanted to chat about today, it was a shitty weekend for our Oilers.
It was.
But that happens. But that Winnipeg game.
Yeah.
The boys came out strong.
They did.
We had a couple of fights. Perry, way to stand up for your teammate. Same with Darnell Nurse.
Fought a building as far as I see.
I kind of look at that game as maybe the same game we had against LA last year, where the team really came together after a couple fights. Anyways, what are your thoughts on that? I loved it.
I know a lot of people don't really like fighting all that much. I am not one of those people. I think that, I'll back up. The fights I did not like was when two guys would be like off the draw and nothing happened and they would just fight for the sake of fighting. Those didn't really make sense to me, but in the moment, they do. So like Darnell Nurse fighting Brendan Dillon after he takes a run at Perry, puts him in the bench. Love that. Corey Perry deciding that he wanted to fight a tree. Interesting choice. But again, he's trying to pull his teammates into the fight. I talked about this in yesterday's first episode, part one of the Better Late Than Never this week. Is just like, I hate how much I love watching Corey Perry as an Oiler. He's dragging his teammates into the fight. He's doing things to get the boys going. And fighting Logan Stanley was one of those moments where Corey Perry was just like, I'm in. I'm doing this. I may not win, but I'm going to fight anyway. And you got to respect it. And then Darnell Nurse defending a teammate there, I love to see it. I think that scraps can galvanize a team. I think that scraps can bring the boys into the mix. And like you said, there was that game against LA last year that really seemed to change everything when a bunch of the boys got after it. It's like the Three Musketeers thing. All for one and one for all. Everybody in the pile. And as we get closer to the playoffs, the Oilers need more of that. I like to see that it came out in Winnipeg. That was a spicy game against the Jets. And that was the third time they met this season. Oilers won the rubber match. There was a lot to like there. So tonight, they got another big one against the LA Kings. Let's bring some more of that physicality. I'm with McMullen here. I am with McMullen, and that's where we're going to close down this edition, the bonus episode of Better Late Than Never, because it's a voicemail episode. 53 minutes of voicemails. Let's do her. The voicemail is brought to you by the Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campgrounds. Opening May 31st, that's the Aerial Park. Fun for the family all summer long. I did it a handful of years ago. It is so much fun. As for the Rainbow Valley Campground, that's opening on May 15th. Edmonton's only campground. It's got 60 sites and 3 comfort camping domes right here. Rainbow-Valley.com. Online bookings opening soon. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. The bonus episode of Better Late Than Never is in the books. I hope you enjoy it. Please keep leaving voicemails. I could honestly see if this segment keeps expanding the way it has, that this is just one of those things where maybe I end up doing 2 episodes a week. If the voicemails keep pouring in like this, I might have to. Let me know what you think. Leave me a voicemail. Do you like a 2 episode week? Do you only want one? Your regularly scheduled programming? Do you have space in your life, in your ears, for another episode with me? Maybe. Do you? Do you? Anyway, big game for the Oilers and the Kings tonight. Hope you enjoy it. Hope the boys get themselves ready to play. 60 minutes, please. 60 minutes. I feel like that's fair. I feel like that's what I need. I feel like that's what we all need. Go Oilers. Have a great week, everybody. New Real Life today. New ONR tomorrow. A lot of podcasts from me. Tyler, smooch me, would you?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.